See, I had to contemplate in step two, what is the state of God's mind? If God's body is a universe, then God's mind creates the universe. If my body is my universe, then my mind creates my body. Now, my body isn't just the corporeal form sitting in front of you. My body is my home, my car, my clothes. There's a whole, my friends, my family, the people I love. The real anchors of my body are that. Everything else is just superficial. It's just external. My body is a representation of the people that I love. That's my true body. And that I build my body the same way God builds God's body. And that when I give to the people I love, the love that I want to give to them, that I, in fact, am re-given that same love, just like you must re-give to your Creator the love that your Creator has been giving to you all along. And when you re-give to your love to your Creator, you want to help somebody, because that's the way it signifies, which is a great philosophy in the 12 steps. One alcoholic helping another alcoholic somehow keeps you sober. It isn't about one alcoholic getting from another alcoholic. It's about one alcoholic giving to another alcoholic. Then that alcoholic is re-given, whether they stay sober or not. This is a documented fact. So in terms of what we're looking for all the time is to recognize and contemplate the deeper meaning of what it is to come to believe in a power greater than myself. That's representation of omniscient knowledge. That means it knows everything.